A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizel of Cherry Hill. Psachim Daf Hei, Psachim 5a, pagination page 9, but we're going to start from the facing page. So we're on Dalid Amud Beis 4b, pagination 8, about 13 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Bimamonei. And then we start Tanan Hossam. Let me give you a quick preface so that it'll go smoothly, because this is a very critical Gemara, not only understanding the times of Erev Pesach, what the last time is for eating chametz, the last time for benefiting from chametz, and when we have to start burning, etc. But it's also a critical Gemara in understanding how halacha works, how our tradition is understood from the psukim. Sometimes it seems that a pasuk is being understood in a very unusual way, but once you go through the Gemara and you understand the other pressures that bear on the logic, you'll realize that the conclusion that the Gemara comes to is actually very attainable to us and very logical once you understand all the background. So the Gemara here is going to phrase the times of Erev Pesach, what's the last time for eating, etc., similar to the way that a child who wants to imagine that he's a little bit older than he is, instead of saying he's 10 years old, he wants to be 11. So he says he's in his 11th year. I think as adults we don't do that anymore. I'm in my 45th year. If you're 44 years old, you just say it. But over here, we're going to be referring to it as the hour in which you are, even though that hour has not yet completed. In order to do this easily, allow me to picture a day that's perfect symmetry from 6 a.m. sunrise to 6 p.m. sunset. So that 12 o'clock is noon, midday. Even though on a typical Erev Pesach it doesn't work like that. Sunrise and sunset do not match that kind of symmetry, and we all know that the last time for eating chametz and last time for burning chametz and all that type of timing is usually more about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It's not a perfect 12 noon. But for our purposes to understand how the halacha works, let's imagine it was a perfect day and you're dividing it into 12 parts, which in a perfect day is 60-minute hours. On an actual Erev Pesach, they're not going to be 60-minute hours. You divide sunrise to sunset into 12 parts, whatever it turns out to be, that's your hour. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Ochlin kol chamesh, you're allowed to eat chametz for the entire fifth hour. So in our picture, that would be from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, which is the fifth hour of the day. You're allowed to eat chametz still, according to Reb Meir. V'sorfim b'tchilas sheish, and you start burning at the beginning of the 11th hour. That's... I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. V'sorfim b'tchilas sheish, and you start burning in the beginning of the sixth hour. The beginning of the sixth hour, I jumped ahead of myself, is 11 o'clock. That's the beginning of the sixth hour. You're in the sixth hour. It didn't complete itself yet. The sixth hour will be completed at 12 noon. But you started the sixth hour. That's when you're supposed to be burning it. And as we'll see in a moment, because the prohibition kicks in at noon, and we want to make sure that you don't wait till the last minute to burn it. So in the beginning of the sixth hour, you're already burning it. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Slightly more lenient than the one we follow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is what we follow. Ochlin kol arba, you're allowed to eat chametz the entire fourth hour. That's between 9 and 10 o'clock, according to our example. V'tolin kol chamesh, and the fifth hour, which is 10 to 11 o'clock, you're allowed to benefit from it. That's when we do the sale. V'sorfen b'tchila sheish, and you start burning in the beginning of the sixth hour, that's 11 o'clock and on. Says the Gemara, D'chulei alma mia, everybody agrees, chametz misheisho solamayla osur, that chametz from the sixth hour and on is prohibited from the Torah. Everybody's debating how far earlier do the rabbanon, do the rabbis come to make sure that we don't violate that law of Torah. If everybody was eating down to the last minute, some of us would accidentally go over. So they pulled it back because it's a very important mitzvah and it deserves a safeguard. But down to the line, to the deoraisa, to the biblical law, it's from noon and on. Minolon. How do you know that? So obviously there were traditions, but we want to extrapolate it from the written law. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Tzrei Kroi Ksivi, there are two psukim that are written, and you need to pay attention to them. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says, Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimotze Bivoteichem, for 7 days you should not find chametz in your house. 7 days, all 7 days, you're not allowed to have chametz. Uksiv, and on the other hand it says, Ach bayom harishon, but on the first day, Ach means like halfway, part way of the first day, Tashbisu se'or mibateichem, you should be removing chametz from your house. Hakeit said, how could such a thing be? If you're not supposed to have chametz the entire 7 days, where do you find a day that half of it is prohibited and half of it is permitted? Haketzad, it must be, l'rabos arba asel abir, that the day before Pesach is halfway. Halfway permitted, halfway prohibited. So again, the starting point here is that it says 7 days you should not have chametz, and then it says part of the first day you should not have chametz. The Ema, why don't you say, L'rabos leili chamisha asa lebiur? Why don't you say that this extra pasuk is coming to tell you that the night of Seder, the first night of Pesach, it's coming to tell you that that time is also prohibited to own chametz. The Saka Daita Chamina, perhaps I would have thought, Yomim Ksiv, that the prohibition of owning chametz is only during the day, Yomim in, Leilos lo, and not at night, Kamash Malon, and it's coming to tell me, Afilu Leilos, even at night. Maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. Says the Gemara, very important principle, Hahulo itzterichale, you don't need anyone to tell you that the night of the Seder, the night of Pesach, is also prohibited in owning chametz. On to today's daf. Da'iskish hashposas sa'or la'achilas chametz. Because ridding your house of chametz is compared to the laws against eating chametz. Va'achilas chametz, and eating chametz is compared la'achilas matzah, to eating matzah. Again, what are we expecting here? The Gemara is going to tell us getting rid of the chametz is going to be the same time as the prohibition of eating chametz. And eating chametz is always equated with the time that you need to eat matzah. These are not separate laws that you rid the chametz at an independent time, different than when you're not allowed to eat chametz, and you're eating chametz at a different time than when you're obligated to eat matzah. They all kick in at the same time. It's called Pesach, the way we understand it. But the original source material is as follows. Hashposas or la'achilas chametz, there's a comparison from ridding your house of chametz to not eating chametz tichsiv, because the pasuk says, Shivas yamim se'or lo yimotzei bevateichem, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house, ki kol ochal nachmatzes v'nechrusa, because anyone who eats chametz is cut off, is punished. So there's equating not owning with not eating. Va'achilas chametz la'achilas matzah, and we know that not eating chametz and yes eating matzah are equated. Dechsev komach metzes lo sachelu b'chamosh vaseichem tochlu matzos. Don't eat chametz, yes eat matzah. And the clincher is, uksiv bebe matzah, and we know that the mitzvah of matzah kicks in on Seder night. Everybody knows that. Bo'erev tochlu matzos. You eat matzos on that evening, on that night. And therefore, it is clear that all of the prohibition is going to encompass the entire 7 days of Pesach. And if there's a new pasuk that tells you there's a day, Rishon, an early day, that's part permitted, part prohibited, that's clearly going to be the day before. Ve'emel rabos lel yedadl lebiur. Why don't you be extreme about this and say that the entire day preceding Pesach is prohibited? Biyom ksiv, because the pasuk says biyom, on the day of the first. Ve'emel mitzafra, why don't you say from sunrise? Ach cholak. The important factor is that the word ach divides, but that means halfway yes, halfway not. Skip down about three lines. In the beginning of a line, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak adds a nuance to what's going on over here, and he says, Rishon de Meikara Mashma. The word Rishon, which means first, and we would have originally taken that to mean the first day of Pesach, the word Rishon also means preceding. The Amar Kra, it's like a second definition in a dictionary, because the pasuk says, HaRishon Adam Tulad Iyov, in his time of trouble, and he asks Hashem, why was I given this job assignment in my life? So Hashem says to Iyov, were you there before first man? HaRishon Adam Tulad, were you there before first man so that you could have given input as to how this world ought to run? HaRishon means, did you precede something? And that's what we're saying. This pasuk that prohibits chametz at midway point is a Rishon, a day that precedes Pesach. So that's one approach. Based on the pasuk, Ach Bayom HaRishon, but on the day preceding Pesach, you should get rid of chametz. Mm-hmm. Let's drop down towards the bottom of the page, and we'll squeeze in one other approach as to why the day before Pesach is half permitted and half forbidden. Counting up from the wide lines on the bottom of the page, about six lines, in the middle of the line, Rava Amar Mehocha. Rava says, from here. Lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Don't shecht the Korban Pesach while you still have chametz. And when do you start shechting the Korban Pesach? Afternoon. Beinu Arbayim. Once the sun is starting to set, it's in the second direction of the day. And therefore, Rava says, you have, from the essence of Pesach preparation, Lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, don't shecht the Pesach when you have chametz. You have from that the clarity that at midpoint of that day preceding Pesach, chametz becomes prohibited. Yoshe Koach, have a great day.